With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
What's the deal with my CPAP?
Well, how'd and that that's come the, up at listen, a party? Listen, I don't want to go anywhere on a Friday night having fun and then you freaking come up, okay? That is a buzz kill.
Jamie.
There's this other girl, she's been married for a while, she has a couple kids, whatever. So she starts seeing this super duper smoking hot guy. I mean, he is really hot, ripped and shredded, and they're all cuddled up, and then he goes, hold on a minute, and she's like, oh my God, I wonder what he's bringing. Like, is he gonna bring a rose, some champagne, what? He brings in his CPAP machine.
BJ.
From this moment forward, she's missed out on a good dude. You know what? That'll teach her to judge a CPAP.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:55. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, fresh off of a two-week vacation, back in studio. We are live today and for the next several months.
I'm back on that grind.
I need a vacation, man. I really do. After a week at Disney and, a few days over in Tampa, I need some time off.
Yeah, that just seems like
relax.
A long time.
Yeah, man, it was just too much. 64 degrees right now. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
You had to be excited over the break that we took because the Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup and the parties that were in town. Did you go to the celebration? I saw a video.
Yeah, we were down at Civic Center Park.
Right, so I thought maybe you stole that from somebody.
No, it was nuts.
Just playing the game as a poser. You know what I mean?
No posing on that one. I had to go. To be there.
I missed all the excitement because I'm in Florida, and I'm near Tampa, where Tampa lost, and man, were they depressed.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, dude. Not only did they lose, they got waxed. I mean, they really got shellacked on a couple of games,
yep.
And they just basically threw it in the towel and said, hey, you guys are better. There's no doubt about it. They were depressed.
Although we couldn't win at home. We had a chance to win at home, but we couldn't do it.
Oh, man, it is so good to be back after 2 weeks. My friends, the only friends I have in the world, are right here in the studio. Damn, it's good to see you, Shvedil.
It's good to see you, too, yeah. Man.
I think your hair has grown.
Oh, yeah, it's coming in
gone.
Real good now.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a couple of spots that are still, kind of dragon, but yeah. it's going good.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that. Now that you brought it up, what are we going to do about that?
Well, it's just uneven up in the front right now.
That's all right.
Yeah. Just give it some time.
Hey, at least when you're walking away from us, you got a good look, man.
Yeah.
Looks real good.
Bald spot on the back of my head.
Coming at us, not so much, but, going away from people, you look great. You really do. Just keep your back turned all the time. It is good to be back, though. I mean, I miss it. When we're gone for a couple of weeks or so, it's like, I need my routine back. You know?
Yeah. When I'm out of my routine, and not to mention, I've been taking care of little Debbie nonstop.
Yeah.
So that's like, she eats every 3 to 4 hours, and I feel like I get nothing done in those 3 to 4 hours. I turn around and like, it's time to eat again?
You sound like you didn't expect this. It's like, dude, we tried to tell you. We tried to tell you. It's a 24-7 job, you know?
It really
is. A kid is a 24-7 job. All right, we're just getting started here on a Tuesday morning. It is July. That's the way they say it from where I'm from. July. It's July. July 5th right now. All right, and we'll get cranked up. Jamie's on her way, and the show is back, and it is live. It's 5:58. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning. Hi, Jamie.
Well, hey. It sounds neat.
Pumpkin, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Yeah, I know. How have you been?
I've been good, yeah, I guess.
Are all the buttons pushed?
Yeah. Yeah, they're pushed.
Somebody jacked with it again. That's cool.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it works around here for some reason.
Oh, my God.
Nobody can keep their hands to themselves.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have a good 2 weeks?
I did. It was.
What'd you get into?
It was, the whole thing was just nuts. It was nuts.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah. Everything was nuts.
Nuts from day one?
Yes.
From day one till now.
Does it sound like I'm really far away?
Only when you back up.
Okay. How about now?
There. See, it's a little bit better there.
Okay. Anyway.
So I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe it's just my ears. Because guess what?
What?
I think I'm dying.
Again?
Yeah.
You're dying again?
Yeah.
Man, you've lived like a cat. Nine lives.
I know.
What do you think you're dying?
This time I'm not kidding.
What do you think you're dying? I'm curious.
This time it's real.
All right.
This time it's real. Okay. I got bit by a spider.
Uh-oh.
In two places on my head, and the bump on my head is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now it's the size of a lemon.
You're kidding.
No. And
really?
So I felt like a little nauseated and shaky and stuff.
Yeah.
And
like feverish.
And feverish, yeah. Yes. Definitely feverish.
Now, you think this was in your bed?
No, I think it was at the cabin.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was at the cabin.
Yeah. One of those recluse.
It might be.
Could be.
And because I walked through a spider web, I felt myself, I was like, you know how that imaginary thing you're fighting?
The worst feeling in the world, and you seem like you can't get it off. Like,
exactly.
Is it off?
Yeah. And so, I walked through an entire huge spider web, and then later I get my truck, and then all of a sudden I feel this big, huge bump, and it's growing, and it's growing, and it's growing, and it's huge.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's big.
Yeah, you might want to get that looked at.
I know, and it's close to my brain.
How long ago did that happen?
Saturday.
Yeah, we don't need to do any more damage to your
hours.
Brain.
No, we do not.
To live.
I know, I'm telling you guys. And then all of a sudden, I felt like my jaw was getting locked.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was getting tight.
It's like seeping into you. Yeah.
I think this show is falling apart.
I think it is.
Yeah, I was telling the crew this morning, I fell this morning.
Oh,
down the stairs. I did. My arm is
sore.
My shoulder is so sore right now.
Yeah.
My dog is getting really old, okay? Yeah. She's 16 years old. And she's got, I guess, dysplasia. Is that what it's called?
Dysplasia.
Dysplasia?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what she's got, okay? Yeah. And so she can't really walk that well. And so I carry her up and down the stairs. And I tripped over a box this morning and boom, here I go. Oh. Me and the dog, we rolled down the stairs.
And now the dog has a broken hip.
Yeah, probably. Well, if she doesn't, I do.
Oh, my God.
So I'm lying in the floor. I end up in the kitchen. I fall that far, okay? I end up in the kitchen. I get up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could have killed myself on the first day back to work. I got to call in. They're never going to believe that I fell down the stairs with a dog in my arms.
That's what I felt like. Well, first of all, can we make a rule that we never come in the day after 4th of July?
I know, that was a mistake.
That is so stupid.
Yeah. Well, when I got here this morning, I got to tell you, Schmidl wasn't here, so his room is dark. When I got here, Carson wasn't. He was in the building, but he wasn't in the studio. And I thought, wait a minute. Did we decide we're going to take Tuesday off, too? And I'm thinking, you mean I've gotten up and drove into this place, and we're not even working today?
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, why are we here? I don't think we're supposed to be here today. I really did.
I agree with you.
That is dumb.
We did have that conversation, if you remember, that we'd also be off that Tuesday after the 4.
Today.
Yes.
Yeah, we should not be here. Bye.
All right, folks, we're gone. We're out of here.
Right? I mean, confused. It really is the dumbest thing ever. We take all this time, and then the night that you stay up the latest on 4th of July, we decide to come in today.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Good move. Yeah, we've never been good at this.
No, we really haven't, right?
We've screwed it up over the years.
Well, I will tell you because there. Oh, my God. This microphone is driving me crazy. Anyway, I will tell you this. That there was rain in the area, so it seemed like everybody was lighting fireworks where they might not have. I felt like cities, because I was way up on a ridge, and I could see all 360 all the way around Colorado, and I could see everybody just lighting them up last night.
Yeah.
It was at 9:30.
My neighborhood was popping off.
Yeah, I saw Fox. They put the chopper up last night so that they could do some coverage there. I don't know if you saw it or not, but they could get that same view that you're talking about, and it was pretty spectacular.
It was amazing.
There were a lot of people firing fireworks, and the only thing I could think of is, what about fires?
Well, that's what.
What about fires?
Well, that way it was raining, so everybody. That's why I felt like everybody popped them off, because it was raining.
Yeah,
and they were shooting it off in the rain, going, "Oh, what the hell? We can't get a fire now."
Yeah, they thought they were safe. Yeah,
yeah. So, and then I don't know what time it was. So then I went to bed at like, I don't know, 11:30 after all of it was done, and then at like 1 or 2, somebody in my neighborhood started popping them off at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the hell? I have to do a show today, which was a bad idea.
Yeah. Windows are open, and it wakes you right up.
You don't cut it off at midnight, you're breaking the law, folks. Yeah. You should go straight to jail.
Oh my God.
You really should. All right, quick break. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, I was noticing a lot of text messages back and forth while we were on our 2-week vacation. And I think the number one thing that we all missed not being here over the past 2 weeks was the Stanley Cup and the excitement that came along with the Avalanche beating the Lightning like they did. Whoa, what the heck just happened?
Oh, there you go.
Man,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, the vibe had to be just absolutely crazy because you were in Los Angeles. I was in...
No, I was here.
You were here for the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
I was in Florida, and as I was telling these guys earlier, that those people were bummed. I mean, they were really depressed because they got their butt kicked.
But it was crazy. I don't think they expected 500,000 people downtown. No way did they expect that many people. It was insanity. And I loved it when everybody was singing the Blink-182 song. That was insane. Yeah.
We had
so
to do
cool.
it one last time. I mean, when you got that big of a crowd.
Yeah, it was really cool. But the funny part is, and we didn't get to talk about it because you said we weren't here. But two things happened. First of all the F-bombs that were dropped on TV.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we get fined for stuff like that, but... I guess if you win a championship, everybody kind of ignores it.
They don't care.
Yeah. So there were a ton of F-bombs. Yeah. And then the other thing is there were all these people on Nextdoor and whatever bitching. And oh, my God, they got torn up. But they were bitching about how everybody was drunk on stage and that there were kids there.
Yeah.
And that they were dropping the F-bomb in front of kids and that they were just drinking and getting drunk.
Oh, they were hammered.
Oh, my God. And so there was this one woman and she's like, you know, this is classless. This is just a classless celebration. She's like, I brought my children down there. And oh, my God, they tore apart.
Well, what do you expect, though? Yeah. You show up at an event like that, you got to figure they're going to be partying and having a great time. It's a celebration.
Right, yeah.
Well, and it was 21 years, but it was really cool because typically, like, when we won the Super Bowl, the Broncos didn't get off the fire trucks. The entire parade. So the Avs got off. They were shotgunning beers with people in the crowd.
They were handing beers to people.
They were throwing beers. It was awesome.
And not only that, but then the one hockey player, he got mistaken for somebody else. The cops tried to arrest him. Because they thought he was the wrong guy.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean?
So he got off the truck.
Okay.
And somebody thought he was just a guy in a jersey that jumped the fence.
So they thought he was like a protester or something?
They just thought he was a poser.
Just a fan. They jumped the fence. Yeah. And the cop was like, and the fans are like, no, he's a player. He is a player. I know he looks like he's 18, but he's a player.
He's supposed to be in this parade. I know. They're like, hey, you, get back over the fence. And he's like, no, I'm supposed to be on this side of the fence.
It was unreal. They were putting their jerseys over the head and drinking the beers through the jersey. It was epic.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, it's like he says, the Broncos won't get off their fire trucks.
Yeah.
But these guys got off their fire trucks and were just like, I mean, I felt like it was a mosh pit.
Yeah, they were just partying with the crowd.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I just saw the one video that you had posted, but it looked like it was quite a celebration.
People
had a great time.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we missed when we were on vacation. And I was like, oh, man, I wish we would have been here for that part.
Yeah, a lot of FOMO on that one.
Yeah, it was.
And because for me, I was in a place where they had gotten their tails kicked. So it was completely the opposite.
When did you learn FOMO?
Carson taught it to me about... Oh, I don't know. It's been a good 6 weeks.
I've just never heard you use it in a sentence. I've known you forever.
Did it fit there?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
very good.
Thank you.
It sounded like you knew what you were talking about. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
I'm going to use the word ASAP later. I picked that up in Florida.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know where I'm going to work it in yet, but ASAP.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out later on in the show. So when I spring that one on you, don't be shocked.
Yeah, you know what?
Don't be shocked.
I should not stop the whole show and bring it up. I'll just let you be cool in your moment. I apologize.
I'm the cool one. Yeah, right. You should have seen me at Disney, Jamie.
Oh, my God. I saw your Disney pictures.
Oh, my God. I was miserable. Oh. I got to tell you. Even my wife, though. I got to be honest with you. We were down there for 9 days at Disney World.
Oh,
we did six parks in 7 days. Torture. Just absolute torture. Even my wife said, next time we come, we're going to really plan this out. You got to do a day at the park. You got to take a day off. You can't do back to back. I swear. I'll bet you I walked 30 miles.
Oh, my God. With your inserts?
Yeah.
Yeah. His wife got him gel inserts.
Yeah. Yeah, they were comfy, though.
Yeah, were they?
Yeah,
oh,
it
good.
Did work out.
And those brand new shoes?
Yeah, it worked out pretty good.
So I like that you sent the picture in the group text. And then Powerball Pete goes, this looks like a man that's given up.
Yeah.
Because you look so touristy. You look like the ultimate Disneyland tourist.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You had like the Disney.
And everybody that goes to Disney, they all wear Disney clothes. They wear everything there is Disney. You get sick and tired of that damn mouse. You do.
Now, did you get to meet him?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
I met Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and Donald and the whole crew. Yeah, even Chip and Dale.
They're
just two stupid gophers. You know, and I met them all.
Well, I didn't even realize until just now, like, Chip and Dale. It was like Chip and Dale's.
Chip and Dale.
I never even realized that until right now. Well, I'm cool, too.
I just put it together.
I was like Chip and Dale. I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, oh, Chip and Dale.
Yeah. Chip
but
and
I never
Dale.
Put together that the strippers sound like Chip and Dale. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And don't forget, later in the show, ASAP is coming your way.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Spadell, can you grab me a couple pieces of audio? One would be Drake. I guess he sang with Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
he was talking about how he liked this girl at one of his birthday parties, and she came up and wanted to dance with him. And one of those songs was I Want It That Way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I actually saw one of their videos from a concert that happened over the past couple of weeks or so when I was, just scrolling through in Florida. And I got to be honest, they're looking a little old for the dance moves they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That whole NSYNC type, not NSYNC the band, but just being NSYNC as you dance, the synchronization of it, it doesn't fit them anymore. I mean, they look 50.
They are.
They are 50, aren't they?
I think they are, yeah. It says, breaking news, Demaryius Thomas had stage 2 CTE when he died at 33.
Yeah, I was just reading that story.
What's CTE?
I guess a doctor, that's the brain issue that you get from too many collisions in sports. And I just read an article where a doctor had already started a fundraising for some type of brain treatment for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was quite serious and had progressed, obviously, before his death.
Yeah, so I guess the autopsy just came back, and this is Demaryius Thomas. Thomas. Yeah, he passed away at 33. Everybody loved him, right?
I mean, he was beloved.
So mm-hmm. great. And what's it called, Spadell?
It's called CTE, so that's a chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You nailed it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think you might have some.
That's something that's been going around, with ex-NFL players for a while now.
Yeah.
The average lineman, either defensive or offensive, lives to be like 50 to 60 years old because they get such bad brain trauma just from hitting each other all the time.
And that guy, I loved him in San Diego. What was his name? He's like Sumo.
Junior Seau?
Yeah. Yeah, and he had the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You sure did.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so that was just coming through, so I thought I'd share it with you guys. Let's see here. It looks like that movie with the Minions has just gone crazy. It looks funny. I will have to tell you.
It looks good.
I saw the first one. Did you see the first
one? I did not. Actually, I have seen the first one. It's been on around the house. You know what I mean?
It's super cute. Minions, The Rise of Gru, scored a huge four-day opening of $125.2 million. That is big. I still haven't seen Top Gun.
That's pretty big. No, me either.
Yeah, neither have I.
I meant to see it, while we were out.
Yeah.
But I did see Buzz Lightyear.
Personally?
Yeah, by myself. I went by myself.
Yeah. In person?
No, we took Frog and saw it at Disney, and it's a dirge.
It is?
It's terrible.
Well,
a horrible movie.
I don't think it's supposed to be like some kind of big plot twist.
No, it's not, but it's just, it's confusing. Here's the thing. It's something that I would never want to see.
He got confused, Buzz Lightyear.
I did. The whole storyline is just dumb. And it's not even good enough to keep the attention of a kid.
Yeah.
And that's your audience.
But how old is he?
He's 4.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's hard to do, yeah.
Yeah, that's hard anyway, right?
Well, Toy Story does.
And usually probably Cars.
Yeah, Cars does.
Yeah.
But you would expect Buzz to be, close to that with Toy Story.
You really hated Buzz, man.
Buzz sucked.
You got Buzz, a grudge.
Buzz sucked. He did.
Okay.
It was terrible.
How about Elvis? Have you seen Elvis?
Have not.
No. It fell to number 3. How about Jurassic World Dominion?
No.
No. Anybody here?
Nope.
No.
No. No. No. And then I don't know what the black phone is. Anybody?
Nope.
No.
All right. I'll put that over here. You know who I'm sick of?
Who?
Amber Heard.
Oh.
Again?
Yeah, I'm sick of her. They filed a motion.
I saw that.
Yeah, I guess they basically filed a motion saying that, what was it that I saw yesterday? That they either want it dropped or retried.
Yeah, they want it tossed out. They want the verdict tossed out in favor of Johnny Depp, which I don't know how you get that. I mean, you went through 6 weeks.
I know.
And we all had to sit and watch it, which we kind of loved it, actually. But we did watch it, and now at the end, they make their decision, and you want it thrown out. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No, I don't think so.
It's not supposed to.
But here's one of the problems. Another reason is because juror number 15, I guess he was selected, maybe, illegally. He or she gave the wrong birth date during jury selection. They put 1945 instead of 1970. Wouldn't you notice that?
And what's that got to do with the verdict?
Because they're not even sure if that person should have been called for jury duty.
Why?
Because they have the wrong birth date.
Yeah. Seems a little technical to me. So,
yeah, like a mistrial.
But
whatever.
I mean, if you see somebody and they were born in 1970, they look way different than 1945.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, there is a difference there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get it thrown out, though.
Yeah, we'll see. They're trying everything, obviously, right? Let's see here. What else did I have for you? Hold on. Lindsay Lohan got married.
I saw.
Yeah. She got married to, like, some Saudi dude.
Did she? Yep. She always goes for the rich dude, you know?
Yeah. His name is Shamas.
Okay.
He's from Iowa. Anyway, they were married in a very private, intimate ceremony hours before she celebrated her 36th birthday. They've been engaged since 2021, and he gave her a ginormous Harry Winston ring. Good for her.
Yeah.
Because she needed to do something like that because she's really, I don't know if she can even work at Walmart.
Yeah, I don't think that, her career's not on the upswing at all.
No, she's definitely not management material.
No.
No. Let's see. I got one other thing. Hold on. I can't see today. You know why I can't see?
Why?
Because of that spider bite. See, I'm dizzy and blurry. And I'm not kidding.
You know, every aspect.
That would be the first thing that would probably be affected is your vision.
What?
No, that's your hearing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little different.
I was blinking my eyes at him, too. Right. Like...
Yeah, you should have said, where are you? I can't see you. Where are you?
That was the wrong thing. Sorry. Yeah, whatever. You're right. And the thing that worries me about this spider bite is that it bit me on my head, which is close to your brain.
Yeah.
It was right there.
It's seeping in.
Because they said that that guy that got bit by the rattlesnake, the reason why he died so quickly is he got bit so close to the heart. and it put the venom all through his body.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me,
So basically what you're warning us is it's going to go downhill from here?
Yes, yes.
For the rest of the day?
I'm not kidding.
You got to go get that thing lanced
or
something.
Well, I looked it
up. You need to see the pimple popper.
Oof.
Oh. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. All the eggs come out.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened back there. I don't have anything else, so there you go. Tablet draft.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.